So what is the yoshrei of ashrei? Sitting, dwelling. What does it mean to be a yoshev? So there's a fascinating comment from the Tosfos Rit. This is in Tehillim, Perek Pei Dalet. So the Tosfos Rit, yoshrei is a lashon of tzipia v'hamtana, of longing and waiting. In fact, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chafei, that Hashem is v'ata kadosh, your holy, yoshev tilos Yisrael. You're sitting, dwelling on the prayers of the Jewish people. Hashem sits on tefillas. Oh, like a cushion. Says the Rid. Now Hashem is sitting, waiting, longing for the prayers of the Jewish people and receiving them with love. That means you take that idea and plug it into Ashrei over here. Beisecha. Beisecha is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Happy, praiseworthy are those that sit and wait, that long for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. To have patience, but at the same time to be impatient. To be able to stay still, but at the same time to always strive to move forward, to help close the circle on history. Truth is, we can take this idea and say it's not just for the Beis HaMikdash. It can also be for a Beis HaMedrash, for a Beis HaKnesses, for a Shul, because they also like a Beis HaMikdash. If the idea of being Yoshev is to sit and long and wait, then it's a real sense of wanting to be in Hashem's space, wanting to be in Shul, wanting to be in the Beis HaMedrash. It's true. We can't always get there. We can't always be there. Most of us don't have the privilege of being able to sit in the Beis HaMedrash all day long, learning, growing in our understanding of Torah. We don't have the ability to daven perhaps here as long as we'd like. The question is, do we want to? If we want to, then we're considered Yoshvei Beisecha all day long, because we want to be there. We're longing to be there. We're appreciating, we're enjoying the closeness of Hashem that comes from being in His place. And therefore, says the Ben Yehoyada in Sanhedrin, since Hashem causes His Shekhinah to dwell in the world and the whole world is full of His glory, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha. Fortunate, happy, praiseworthy are those that always think they're in Hashem's space. The whole world is Hashem's face. You've got to be aware of it then, cognizant of it, to be in the presence of Hashem. In fact, that's really the idea. It's brought at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, the goal of all mitzvahs. And the Rambam is quoted by the Rambam. The purpose of all mitzvahs is to develop a constant awareness of being in the presence of Hashem. The way that we behave in private is very different to the way we behave b'moshav hamelech, in the dwelling place of the King. The world is the dwelling place of the King of Kings. And therefore, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha can also mean, on a deeper level, fortunate, praiseworthy, happy of those who are cognizant of the fact they're always in the place of the King. They're always in Hashem's space. Shivisi Hashem Renei Gisamit. They always have that connection. They're always aware of it. They're always attached. And therefore, they're always happy. And therefore, praiseworthy.